Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord that we can be together again. Thank you for joining me as we continue on in a message I began last week entitled Conquering Canaan. And what we've been doing are looking at the traits or the characteristics of a victorious Christian. We understand that the Old Testament has been given to us for examples that we can learn spiritual truths, that we can gain spiritual understandings in the nature, the character of God, and what He expects of us. Excuse me. And so we were looking at the ways God dealt with Israel. We saw that the old generation that believed the bad reports of the spies wandered 40 years in the wilderness, and it was their children, under the leadership of Joshua, who were commissioned by the Lord to take and cross the Jordan and conquer that promised land that had been promised to their fathers. Abraham had been given that promise hundreds of years before. And so, as we looked at certain characteristics, there were eight that I wanted to share. We looked at the importance of holy boldness, a conquering spirit. We talked about a burning desire for the presence of God. And as we brought last week's teaching to a close, we were looking at a sonship mentality, what it means, as opposed to the characteristics of a slave mentality. And so we understand that God has given to us exceeding great and precious promises. And while modern day believers, children of God, aren't going in to possess a literal land, we know that these great promises that have been given to us through the atonement of Jesus Christ include everything that would give us prosperity of spirit, of soul, of body. And it is just as that generation under Joshua was challenged to go in and conquer the giants, conquer obstacles, to possess their inheritance, so we also, in a very similar fashion, in terms of spiritual warfare, have giants, if you will, have obstacles, have hindrances to overcome, to fight the good fight of faith, to keep on pressing in toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of Jesus. We have this commission to make disciples of all men, of the nations, to share the good news of the gospel. And as we walk in obedience to the Lord, then the fullness of our inheritance, even here on this earth, joy and peace and love and the goodness of God and faithfulness of God manifest in our lives are dependent upon walking in a way that's pleasing to the Lord. And because the Father sent Jesus and all that He went through and suffered for us, He endured such contradiction of sinners against Him, that it's very important that we understand sonship mentality. Now, if at any point you would like to rehear a broadcast or you've missed some of the teaching, feel free to go to the unveiledchrist.org website, click on the broadcast, and you can listen anytime at your convenience. But let's go on, with the Lord's help, into an understanding of what it means to have a sonship mentality. Not a slave mentality, because that was really the issue with that first generation. They, even though they had seen the mighty miracles of God, the 10 plagues that had been administered over the entire land of Egypt, yet they did not believe God was sufficient to bring them into victory. They kept questioning and saying, Moses, have you brought us here to die in the wilderness? And so we are no longer slaves. We have been brought into a relationship with God, according to Romans 8:15, that we've not received the spirit of fear or of slavery or bondage again to fear, but we have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father, or Daddy, Father, a term of endearment. And John 1:12 says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Now, perhaps you have heard in the past, and it is a truism, that in the Old Testament, we have types and shadows of spiritual truths. Christ is in every book of the Bible, and we can't discard the Old Testament any more than we can discard the New, because it takes both of them together. They're all about Jesus, all about the sacrificial Lamb of God who came into the world to redeem and restore mankind in fellowship with God. Egypt, we can understand, is a type of the world, a type of sin. And when Moses was told by the Lord he could not enter into the promised land, he left the people in Shittim, which is a type of the flesh. And when Joshua was there, when he came to Shittim, he brought Israel into the promised land by bringing them through the Jordan River, which, if you will, symbolizes the spirit of man. And his name, Joshua, originally in the Hebrew, it means Yeshua, Savior. And so we can see in the man Joshua a type, a figure, if you will, of Jesus, just as we can see analogies and similarities in the life of David. The Holy Spirit can cause us to see many similarities in terms of our God, who he is and what he has done for us. In Numbers, Joshua's name was Hoshea, but because he found favor with the Lord, God made a covenant with him and put his name, which is Yah, into Hoshea. Thus we have Yahoshea or Joshua, and he is a type of Jesus. And this is very significant because Joshua led the people from Shittim, or the place of the flesh, the natural man, into the Jordan. There was a transforming work when we were born again. We were translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. And it was a mighty miracle as the priests put their feet into the floodwaters of the Jordan. They parted and all of the people came into Canaan. And from there, they went eventually on into Shiloh, which represents, if you will, the glory of God. Now, of course, if you recall your history from the Old Testament, the first city that they faced, the first city to be conquered in Canaan, was Jericho. And if you will, that's a type or shadow symbolizing Satan, or our opposition, our adversary, or hell. And God commanded that Jericho was to be totally destroyed. It was dedicated for destruction. And if you remember what happened, there was Achan who took of the accursed thing, a goodly Babylonish garment. He took some of the precious metals, and they were defeated at Ai, and God let them know it was because of this disobedience. And of course, he and his family were stoned. And so just as Joshua, if you will, is a type of Jesus who defeated, praise God, Satan and hell, it is God's purpose, hear me now, beloved, for us to defeat the forces of hell against us, to defeat his incursions in our life, the adversaries, to defeat hell, if you will, and go on into the glory of God. Isn't this a beautiful parallel? Because of what our Yeshua, our Jesus, has done for us, we can be as Joshua. And Joshua, at the end of his life, he was able to say, you know, none of the good promises of the Lord have failed you. God has done everything that he said he would do. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And so what is described and presented in the Old Testament externally, we now have, if you will, as New Testament believers, we have these truths internally. And praise God, we are kings and priests unto our God. Isn't that true? Isn't that what the book of Revelation says? But we don't carry the ark as the priests of old did on staves upon their shoulders, but now we carry the ark with in. Our very bodies are temples of the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of God dwells within our spirit. Oh, hallelujah. This is exciting, is it not? 1 Corinthians 6:19 says, we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. The glory, the very glory of God dwells within us. Praise God. So we are the sons of God, and all of creation is groaning and travailing, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Oh, beloved, we have such an exciting destiny for us, just as there was opposition. And as God told Joshua in that first chapter, he said, be strong and very courageous. He said, have I not commanded thee, be strong and of good courage? Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. And beloved, whatever path you find yourself on right now, if you have surrendered your heart, your life to the Lord, the same words apply to you. Are there obstacles? Yes, Jesus said there would be. Are there battles and trials? What did Jesus say? Be of good cheer, though. I have overcome the world. Praise God. Well, my time has flown by, and on tomorrow's broadcast, we're going to look at another characteristic of a victorious Christian. We've looked at what it means to have a sonship mentality, how to have a conquering spirit, how to have a burning desire for the Lord, but there's more. More points that I want to share with you, so I invite you to tune in tomorrow at the same time. However, if you are struggling in certain areas of your life, or if you're burdened for loved ones, beloved, there's power in agreeing prayer. And yes, it takes a bit of effort, but if you feel the prompting of the Holy Spirit, then I urge you to please obey Him, for He has a reason for doing, for prompting you that way. The announcer is going to give our contact information. I invite you to write, and I want you to know, Radio Family, I pray for you every day. UCM Partners, I love you dearly, and you truly are my spiritual family, and I pray for you with faithfulness also every day. Thank you for joining me, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.